He's not going to be mentioned in the rookie of the year conversation this year, but Davion Mitchell had a really strong rookie season for the Sacramento Kings across the board. We'll talk about the ups and downs of his rookie year, how he developed in multiple areas, plus great comments from the G-Man, Gary Gerald, on this episode of the Locked On Kings podcast.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Time for another episode of Locked On Kings.
Hello and welcome into Locked On Kings, your podcast hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season and all off season. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of your Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. This was my eighth season now completed covering Kings basketball professionally. This is year five for me hosting the Locked On Kings podcast, and I currently work for ABC 10 News here in Sacramento. And we continue our season reviews, our 2021-2022 season reviews. This is number two of our six-part reviews. Number one was on De'Aaron Fox. That came out yesterday, the most recent Locked On Kings podcast for you to go and check out right now. Talked about the really down year that De'Aaron had, how things turned around and what was different for him after the DeMontis Sabonis trade. You can hear G-Man's thoughts, Gary Gerald's thoughts on the season that Fox had. We talk about him coming into the season a little bit frustrated because of the lack of moves and lack of help by Monty McNair last offseason. And then we talk about expectations for De'Aaron going forward, going into next year. That's all on yesterday's season review focused around De'Aaron Fox. I encourage you to go and check that out today. Today's is focused around Sacramento Kings rookie Davion Mitchell, who I have gone back and forth with a lot this year, talking about how he's been really a super solid rookie. Then he had patches where he kind of disappeared, but was that his fault or was he just figuring things out? We're going to talk a lot about how Davion grew across the board, something that you don't usually see out of rookies. But before we get to all my comments, all my thoughts on the season that Davion Mitchell had, and yes, we will revisit the conversation about whether or not Davion is the right guy to become the starting two guard next to De'Aaron Fox next season. We'll revisit that. Before we get to all that, you're going to hear the comments of Sacramento Kings legendary play-by-play radio broadcaster Gary Gerald. He's joining me for every single one of these six reviews from now through Saturday. So here is the G-Man's thoughts on the rookie season for Davion Mitchell. Davion impressed a lot of people with his stretch down the season. I've personally, G-Man, had skepticism with whether or not Davion is the right fit as the starting two guard or the starting in the starting backcourt with De'Aaron. And a lot of that more has to do with the Fox and Tyrese Haliburton pairing than Davion specifically. Plus, Davion's two best stretches of the season, you could say, were when Fox was out, both with Haliburton and then at the end of the season without Haliburton. But regardless, for a rookie to play the way that he did to wrap up the season, I mean, we call these meaningless games and sometimes they feel like meaningless games, but Davion certainly made the most out of those opportunities towards the end.
He absolutely did. And a thing that encouraged me the most, I think we all had a good deal of respect, even coming in as a raw rookie in the NBA, about his work ethic that we had heard so much about and his defensive prowess. Well, we kind of expected that to be the cornerstone of his work in his first year in the NBA. But to see him then in the latter part of the season, the latter third of the season, become so much more effective on the offensive end. And I think sometimes we're guilty of not really appreciating how much was being asked of Davion Mitchell. The number of minutes that he was playing, let alone the fact that you want him to defend, you know, the best guy on the floor for, as far as your opposing team is concerned, but then you also want him to run the offense in the absence of De'Aaron Fox. And I was remarkably impressed at what he was able to do. He's a skilled guy, and from everything in my limited dealings with him, but in every one of the assistant coaches talking about him, the work ethic is off the charts, and nobody is ever going to question that. Nobody's going to work any harder, and you've heard De'Aaron and other teammates allude to that. So I was terrifically impressed, and I just think that Yes, he is going to be a key piece. And you talk about key pieces, it's Fox, it's Sabonis, it's Mitchell, and then you surround them with other pieces and we see how it comes into play. And, you know, what kind of coaching philosophy is going to be in place? Will it be defensive oriented? Will it be a slowdown game? Will it be an up-tempo game? There are so many things that we don't know yet and are to be determined. But I'm optimistic. And I've been optimistic in the past and I've been disappointed. And this past season is certainly an indication of that, because by any way you measure this last season, it was a disappointment as far as the Sacramento Kings are concerned. And appreciate the fans for hanging in and trying to, you know, keep the faith. But I'm still very hopeful, and I'm still of the belief that Monty McNair is going to find answers to solutions. He's going to get the right people in place, and that they're going to step up and deliver.
The Kings are definitely trying to change their culture in a lot of ways, and it seems like a guy like Davion Mitchell is the exact person you want in that building to help create that change. And I look at his season almost as a timeline, G-Man, because we knew he came into the NBA known for that defensive ability. And you remember the home opener against Utah, his moment of stripping Donovan Mitchell, and that, like, that was his established welcome to the NBA moment. Over the course of the season, I noticed he developed an ability to get to his spots offensively. The shots weren't always falling, but he seemed like he knew, okay, I can get to where I want on the floor to be effective. Now I just got to get a little bit better at finishing. And then at the end of the season, the finishing was there with the scoring that he showed. And then all of a sudden, this playmaking ability came to play where, like you said, he was playing big minutes. So the numbers are a bit inflated because of that. But you can't roll your eyes at a 15 assist and in a 17 assist game. Like, over the course of the season, can you remember a rookie growing in so many different areas like we saw Davion? He really developed into a well-rounded player in just 1 year, at least offensively.
Yeah, and I mean, you look back and you think about rookies who've been in that position, nothing immediately comes to mind for me relating to the Kings in recent years, because he did so many things, and he did so many things, I think, very, very well. So that's why I'm encouraged, and I have big belief. Keep him healthy. Keep him, you know, think about with Sabonis in there now and the screen assists and the ability to open up those angles where Davion can drive to the basket. We saw him on his own finding some of those late in the season, but the ability to attack the basket and convert at a high percentage, I think that's very significant. And that doesn't say about, you know, a summer's work on trying to, you know, he kind of recently restructured his shot a bit, much more trajectory on the release, most notably at the free throw line, but also on his three-point shot. It's a much higher trajectory than we saw early in the season. Give him a summer to continue to refine and work on that. And I'm really encouraged about what we may see come next fall.
We already alluded to it a little bit earlier, the questions about if he can be a starting caliber player for the Kings next season, who obviously have playoff expectations and they'll be held to that bar. Or I've talked about and floated around the idea of what could Davion Mitchell look like as a sixth man. And I'm not making a direct comparison here, but I feel like the effect that Bobby Jackson had for the Glory Day Kings off the bench, Davion can have a similar effect, maybe not as offensive heavy as Bobby was, but that kind of energy bringer that Bobby provided on a nightly basis that made him a winner of the NBA Sixth Man of the Year Award. I don't know if I'm going to project Davion into that conversation right away, but I'm curious your opinions on both sides, your thoughts on if how Davion could work as a starter with Fox, and then how Davion could work coming off of the bench as that kind of energizer bunny who may even be closing out games on a nightly basis anyway.
Well, I think that, again, it's purely speculation at this point. But I can see him in either role, and I see him being effective in either role. It just depends on coaching philosophy, the surrounding talent, what you need for him. You need more, you know, as the Energizer Bunny, so to speak, coming off the bench. I think he can be terrific. He's going to play a lot of minutes if he's a starter or if he's coming off the bench. There's no question in my mind. He's too valuable a piece. He's going to play a ton of minutes. So can he be compatible with Fox? I think they'll work and they would find a way that they can be effective. And that's all part of this, you know, newfound look of the Kings. people forget that, you know, as of late February, when the trading deadline rolled around, you put six new faces on the Kings roster. Hmm. That's a tremendous makeover in terms of talent. And I think we saw almost immediately, sure, we missed Tyrese Halliburton. Everybody does. There are moments when you miss the sharpshooting of Buddy Hield. But listen, the fact that you've got six new pieces that bring veteran experience, I think the basketball IQ on this team increased dramatically. And I don't know how you put a price tag on any of that. Those are the little things sometimes you see. The energy that Adante DiVincenzo brings to the floor at both ends of the floor, the reckless abandon in which he attacks the rebounding department, those are the things that I find encouraging. And with, you know, a summer of work, with a training camp, you get a new coaching staff, whoever it may be, you've got some intriguing things that could happen with the Kings. And Lord knows it's time that some intriguing things happen with the Sacramento Kings. We all know that. We're all ready for that.
Before my thoughts on Davion's rookie season, I want to tell you about a couple of great sponsors here of Locked On Kings. The first being Prize Picks, the number one way to play daily fantasy NBA. And look, just because the season is over, we're in the postseason now, just because the Sacramento Kings season is long over, doesn't mean that you have to wait until next season to play Prize Picks. It's one of the best parts. It's not a season-long grind, a season-long commitment. You can play some nights. You can take other nights off if you just can't watch games. You don't have to manage your lineups all the time. Prize Picks is easy to use. You pick 2 to 5 players and over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. They're safe, offer fast withdrawals. You can use their award-winning app on the App Store or on Google Play. And the way it works, you basically offer you pick a prop from anything you can think of, like points scored for a player, or rebounds, or steals, assists. Prize Picks allows mixed sport entries, and all you have to do is have your player meet that prop, or you pick over under, let's say for Ja Morant in his next game, over under 27 points. If you take over and he wins, you can receive up to 10 times on that entry. And they don't just offer NBA. They have college basketball, college football, NFL, MLB, soccer, MMA, and so much more. For a limited time, Prize Picks has an exclusive no-brainer of an offer for all Locked On Kings listeners. You can get $50 for free if a player in your first Prize Pick entry scores a single point. That's it. A single point and you win. $50 for free. That easy. All you have to do is use promo code NBA to cash in on that offer. Make sure you're playing Prize Picks, the number one way to play daily fantasy NBA. Locked On Kings also brought to you by Bet Online, your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information, with all the latest sports developments, league reviews, news, including this year's basketball playoffs going on right now, the start of Major League Baseball season. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. And look, just because the Kings season is over doesn't mean you can't make money now off of your Kings knowledge. You can have some fun with this Kings coaching search by betting on who the Kings are going to hire. You can bet on where the Kings are going to end up in the draft lottery, what they're going to do with the draft pick, who they're going to take with the draft pick. It's all available for you. You can then, of course, bet on over-unders for Kings and other teams' win totals, Kings playoff odds, everything like that for next season. It goes on all summer and off season long. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action at BetOnline, where the game starts. As a whole, there really isn't anything for me to be frustrated with or upset at when it comes to Davion Mitchell's rookie season. If I were really being nitpicky, and we're getting the negative out of the way, because most of what we're talking about with Davion Mitchell is strictly completely positive. I guess I could be nitpicky about there were some games where he just kind of disappeared, or he'd play 20 plus minutes and he wasn't very noticeable. Now, also, it's easy to take good defenders for granted. And when a good defender plays on a bad defensive team like the Sacramento Kings were, their contributions kind of slide under the radar or fall, and they're swept under the rug a little bit. So there are nights, admittedly, where Davion probably played some decent defense that I really didn't pay attention to, because the Kings are probably still giving up 130 points. Now, I think we all, myself included, had way too high of expectations for Davion coming into this season. Expectations that his defense was capable of inspiring the rest of the team to play good defense themselves. They would want to match his energy. Hell, I pushed that probably down your throats going back to last offseason heading into this year. While I do believe Davion makes his teammates better by playing the defense that he plays both in games and in practice, clearly this Kings team was not willing to match the effort that Davion played with on a nightly basis. And sure, there were some times, there were some games that that effort wasn't necessarily there for Davion, but that was pretty rare compared to the hustle, the energy, the tenacity that he showed, whether he was getting the opportunity to start or he was just coming off the bench in a role where he was playing 15, maximum 20 minutes. This season for Davion Mitchell, I thought was a complete success. Complete success. Could it have been better? Absolutely. But out of a rookie point guard, for him to grow in all the different areas that he grew, I mean, we can start and spend a lot of time just on his defense, and we know what he brings defensively. He had his, like, welcome to the NBA moment when he stripped Davion, or rather, I always mix it up, when he stripped Donovan Mitchell in the Kings home opener all the way back in October. That was really his welcome to the NBA moment where he established himself as a rookie defensively. But over the course of the year, there was a game early on where he had a big offensive explosion against the Golden State Warriors. What we saw him doing at the end of the season when he was averaging almost 20 points per game, Davion developed as an offensive player. He showed that even though his three-point shooting percentages aren't great, they're not where you want them to be, he showed that he was capable of being a respectable threat offensively. He did a really good job, I felt it, at finding ways to get to his spots. He got downhill. He got to the rim when he needed to. He got to that mid-range jumper that he really likes, especially from the elbow. He would space the floor, and he wasn't afraid to let threes fly. Now, overall, Davion plays 75 games, only starts 19 of them, averages 11.5 points per game. Any double-digit average in scoring for a rookie who's the ninth overall pick, who's coming in expected to be a defensive player, getting double digits scoring average from him, that's great. Granted, he did it on a bad team. You'd like for him to average double digits on a good team. I'm not putting the Kings being bad on him. They were bad for 15 seasons before he got here. Davion's three-point percentage isn't what you want. At 31%, if you round it up, 32%. Especially, and we're going to talk about this in a bit, especially if we're talking about him being a starter for the Kings going forward and playing big minutes next to De'Aaron Fox. You need him to hit more threes, space the floor better. But what I appreciate out of Davion is even though he shot 32% from three-point range, even though he's not necessarily known for his three-point shooting, although he had a big jump in his final year at Baylor before coming to the Sacramento Kings, he still shot 4.3 attempts per game. He was not afraid to shoot the three ball. Love that from a rookie. I expect his three-point shooting to get better. Do I think he's going to suddenly become a 40% three-point shooter? Absolutely not. But if you can get 35, 36% from Davion Mitchell, you got something there, especially with what else he does across the board. I thought he showed off the burst, the speed. It's one of the reasons why I really like Davion Mitchell potentially as a sixth man. I like him running the offense when De'Aaron Fox is either out of the game or out because of injury like we saw at the end of the season. Davion can still push the tempo. He can keep the energy up on both ends. He can get out in transition. He likes to run. He has a very high basketball IQ that was very apparent from the get-go. Remember, Davion Mitchell is older for a rookie. He's 23, going to be 24 years old by next season. Very impressive young man in terms of basketball IQ. Has worked extremely hard. The praise that De'Aaron Fox gave Davion Mitchell multiple times this season from before the season started where De'Aaron was saying, hey, Davion's already one of the best on-ball defenders in the NBA, to what De'Aaron said at the end of the season, basically saying we haven't seen anybody work as hard as Davion Mitchell since Kobe Bryant. That's freaking nuts. That is incredible praise from De'Aaron. And we saw De'Aaron and Davion building a relationship, building a confidence between one another. Even though De'Aaron wasn't playing with Davion, the camera caught them multiple times interacting, Fox sharing his two cents, the two of them discussing during timeouts and during pauses in the action. Fox was in street clothes on the bench, but it didn't matter. That's building chemistry. Fox and Davion did have some good stretches together on the floor. They didn't play enough together for me to feel necessarily fully confident in their ability as a starting pair. But overall, offensively, Davion developed. And then he developed as a distributor as well. Like he had, of course, two major assist games towards the end of the season, a 15 assist game, a 17 assist game at the end of the year. Like Davion was putting up some absolutely ridiculous numbers at the end of the year. Numbers that were fun, but numbers that I don't think are
sustainable and that we should judge Davion by specifically. And I mean that with full respect for what he was able to do. I mean, an 18-point, 15-assist game to end the season, a 22.7-assist game, a 15.17-assist game, an 11.10-assist game, a 24.8-assist game, a 21.9-assist game, a 22.9-assist game, 25.7-assist game, 28.9-assist game. These are all at the very end of the season. You absolutely love to see that. Absolutely love to see that, especially when the best player that he's playing with, Harrison Barnes, at that point. No Sabonis, no Fox in those games. Kings are missing their shooters. They don't really have a shooter. Terrence Davis, maybe, but he's out. Dante DiVincenzo is probably the best player that he's playing most of his minutes with, other than Harrison Barnes. Like, those are impressive numbers, and I'm not taking that away from Davion whatsoever. I do, though, question still whether or not being a starting guard on the Sacramento Kings next year is the right move for the Kings. It's less of a conversation about is he capable or not. And we could have that debate as well. There are arguments for why he's not capable, arguments for why he is capable. I'm willing to listen to them all. But I think for the Sacramento Kings specifically, and I've said this before, if you're forcing Davion Mitchell into the starting lineup, it's not that I don't believe he can't be a starter, because we've seen based off those numbers that he's capable of being a starter on an NBA team. Granted, again, the Kings were bad and they were losing games at the end of the season. I know, but it was not because of Davion Mitchell and the numbers that he was putting up. Now, he's also playing close to 40 minutes a game, or around 40 minutes a night, putting up those big numbers, and that's important as well. He's not going to have that high of a usage rate. But feel like you're shoving a square peg in a round hole by forcing him to start next to De'Aaron Fox when you tried Fox and Halliburton for much of the season and it really didn't work. I know Davion Mitchell is a very different player from Tyrese Halliburton. And if you want to reignite this debate that we had a couple of weeks ago on Locked On Kings, we absolutely can. We can continue it as well. And I could be dead wrong about this, but I question Davion Mitchell's fit with the Kings starting lineup going forward. I think Davion would be a phenomenal sixth man for the Sacramento Kings. Absolutely phenomenal. I think that's where he is at his absolute best next year. And that does not mean that he won't be on the floor come end of games and will be sharing the floor, or won't be sharing the floor rather, with De'Aaron. Absolutely not. The two of them will play in stretches together. But as a starting two guard, I'm not there yet. That doesn't take away at all from the phenomenal rookie season that I felt Davion Mitchell had. And I'm excited to see where he continues to grow as a shooter, as a distributor. He shot nearly 42% from the field. He does need to do better at getting to the free throw line. For someone who is as attack-minded as Davion, now he's not a rim hunter like De'Aaron Fox is, and he's not as willing to put his body on the line and bang down low with big guys. A lot of that has to do with the fact that he's listed as 6'2". He's not. He's 6 feet tall. He's big and he's strong. I mean, he's not big. He's strong for being 6 feet tall, and he can guard multiple positions despite being 6 feet tall, but his game isn't necessarily offensively completely around the rim. But if you're going to be an attack-minded offensive two guard, you have to get to the line more than once per game, which is what Mitchell averaged this season. And in that one attempt per game, he shot just under 66%. Those numbers absolutely need to come up. Steals, I know steals aren't the end-all be-all of defensive stats, especially for guards. He does a lot of things that don't show up in stat columns and in-box scores defensively. But his steals, you'd like to see those numbers go up. I thought taking care of the basketball, averaging just 1.5 assists per game as a rookie, especially with the amount of minutes he played, 27, almost 28 minutes per game. I think that's excellent. Match that with 4.2 assists per game, and that's a number I expect to go up as well. I have very high confidence, very high hopes for Davion Mitchell next season. But if we're being honest, there is a chance that Davion Mitchell isn't a King next season. We'll talk about that slightly before we wrap up today's podcast and after I tell you about Rock Auto, another great sponsor here of Locked On Kings. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's almost impossible for you to go to your local chain auto parts store, dealership, and find the parts that you need at a reasonable price with any kind of negotiation power. They basically have the parts that they carry or that they can order at their set price points, their set brands. You basically pay or leave. At rockauto.com, you got options. You can browse. You can find different price points. Find exactly what you need. And they treat you the exact same at rockauto.com, like if you're a car guru or if you're someone like me who knows absolutely nothing about cars. They treat you the same. They don't price you out or price you up because of your knowledge. They don't look to take advantage of you in any way. There are so many different options for you there, and you can save 30, 50, or even 100% more from the same or for the same parts from Rock Auto compared to an auto parts store or a dealership. They have so many great things for you, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Rock Auto's prices are reliably low for every customer. They've been serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. I'm not saying it all, so stop yelling at me. I'm not saying that I want the Kings to trade Davion Mitchell. Quite the opposite. But I'm saying Davion Mitchell does have value. And as Monty McNair showed with his Tyrese Halliburton trade, McNair is not afraid to trade anyone on this roster if it makes the Sacramento Kings better. And trading Davion Mitchell could definitely make the Sacramento Kings better by bringing in maybe a starting two guard, a piece that definitely can help this Kings team. Now, I think Davion Mitchell definitely can help this Kings team. If it was my choice, Davion would be a King and would be the sixth man for this team going into next season. But I would not be surprised at all for Davion Mitchell's name to come up in conversations. I think if you attach Davion Mitchell to this year's draft pick, you could get a hefty haul in return for that. Or maybe you do that with Harrison Barnes. Maybe you do that with Rajon Holmes. Maybe you do it with all three and you bring in a superstar. It's wishful thinking, but hey, maybe you do it. My point is, I'm not going to be surprised at all if teams are interested in Davion this offseason. I'm not going to be surprised if Davion has value. It's not going to be Tyrese Halliburton levels of value for the Kings being able to get Sabonis for Halliburton. But Davion definitely has value around the league. There are a lot of teams that could use Davion. But I will say, the Sacramento Kings desperately can use Davion, because Davion brings a defensive presence and activity level that this Kings team does not have. Maybe Dante DiVincenzo is the closest. Maybe. The Kings desperately need to get better defensively. Why would you want to get rid of a guy like Davion if you're trying to accomplish that? I don't think it makes sense. But again, I would not be surprised if Davion's name was brought up in trade conversations. Want to hear your thoughts on the season that Davion had, your review of his season? Send those to me right now on Twitter at MattGeorgeSack, S-A-C. You can email me MattGeorgeSports@gmail.com, or feel free to leave your thoughts in the YouTube comment section down below. Appreciate you watching. Appreciate you listening. Can't wait to have you join me on tomorrow's review, where I'm going to be reviewing the season for Kings general manager Monty McNair and Kings associate head coach Alvin Gentry, who we know is not going to be returning as the Kings head coach, but still we'll talk about the year that he had after Luke Walton was fired. Of course, the G-man, Gary Gerald, will be featured on that podcast. Plus, I have more. I'm going to have an episode reviewing the season of Harrison Barnes. I'm going to be talking about all the players that the Kings traded for, including Domantas Sabonis. I'm going to talk about three players, Chimezie Metu, Damian Jones, and Terrence Davis, who are on the Kings all season long. Those are the reviews still to come. And again, if you missed my review of the season De'Aaron Fox had, go and check that out right now. Appreciate your support. Can't wait to have you join me on the next episode. Until then, my name is Matt George. You've been listening to Locked On Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.